I... Oh, God! The watermark's not on. I lost my AirPods.
I lost my best of us.
I lost my AirPods, and you might be saying, wow, hey, sir, John, why don't you use Find My? You see, that's a really good idea, but I do this really funny thing within my AirPods where I risk it all the way down to, like, zero battery. It'll be doing that thing where it goes, doo-doo-doo-doo, where it's, like, letting me know that it's about to die. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm almost asleep. It'll be okay if it dies. And then turns out when you lose them and there is no battery, it can only tell you where they last were. And where they last were, they're not there. And so now I need everyone watching and listening, doesn't matter where you are in the world, to find my AirPods.
But wait, you went to bed with them?
Yeah.
So they're probably in the bed, right?
No, I checked the bed. I promise. I checked the bed. They're not in there. I even went to the doctor, said, hey, can you look really far in my ears? Maybe they fell in there. Nope. Maybe maybe I ate them, so I gave it a few days to see if they pop back out. Nope. Nothing.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Apple's product, the AirTag, the personal item tracker, It released in 2021 at one of their best events in April. That was such a banger. We got IMAX and Purple
Things
iPhone
were so
12.
Good then. What
yeah,
happened?
It was a great time. I've been one to use an AirTag.
Okay.
You know, I put one in my car, put one in my friend, put one in my bike.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, I'm wondering what that feeling was.
You know how they say the battery lasts a year, but if you don't use it that much, it actually lasts more than a year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I put one in my bike when I bought it in 2022.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I only replaced it once between now and then. And then I noticed, you know, for months, it had been doing that thing where it said, getting low.
I'm dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please, you should probably do it, you know, in case you'd lose your bike.
And in case you lose your bike.
I said, no, I don't ride the bike. I don't really care about the bike. And, I very much care about the bike because it was very expensive. Sorry, an AirTag got stuck in my lung.
I'm about to lose you too.
I ignored it.
Mm.
And one day.
Classic.
One day, John, I was out here, you know, hanging out with some friends.
Okay.
And I closed my garage, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
But then I saw an hour after I closed my garage, I got a Ring doorbell notification. You know when it detects motion that's like a little sus to be close to your house at like 11 o'clock at night?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't want that usually.
And I noticed something very, very interesting.
Very, very interesting. Okay. Well, what was it? What was very, very interesting?
I noticed that when I went back to my home, not only was my garage not closed, but my bike was gone.
Is this a bit for the show?
No, it's not.
This is a funny bit. He's joking, and then he found it with his AirTag. Right? It was just in the grass.
I'm looking for the video of the infraction. It's very hard to find this for some reason.
God.
I thought that I
what
had
is
maybe
this
hearted
real
it.
Life?
So.
No.
It had been stolen.
Who would steal your bike?
This would totally dox me because it shows my entire street and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me just zoom in so you can't see any of the details. Yeah, this won't dox me.
Is there a culprit?
But if anyone recognizes this man.
Oh my God, what the hell am I looking at right now?
If anyone recognizes this man, dude. I gotta play this part of the video because he literally walks in like a superhero villain.
What is this? Okay, is this a bit like, is that secretly Luke Miani? And this is all a setup?
I wish, but then that would be insurance fraud, so it's not.
Oh, okay.
This is a real person. This one talks me. Oh, and I pan up right when he starts moving closer.
Sweet.
So, yeah, as you can see here, look at him menacingly going in there.
I don't like that at all, dude.
And then for a long time.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I hate
he
that.
He stays in there. He's looking around. He's like, wait, all I got in here is car wash supplies because I do like to wash my car. God forbid a man has a hobby.
He fucking left with your bike. Okay, for all your listeners, it was a man. It looked like he's wearing a dress shirt. I don't even know.
No,
but
he's got a towel on his head, bro.
He's got a towel wrapped around his head, yeah. And he just kind of goes in and out. Okay, so couple scenarios, right? And it's that he saw it, I guess, as he was on a leisurely stroll. But another scenario is scarier to me, and that is he watched you on your bike, saw you pull into that, went, oh, I would like that bike. And he waited. Mm-hmm. And then he went and took that bike.
You want to know the price of that bike, John?
I bet it's priceless.
Exactly.
How much was the bike?
It was a $4,000 carbon fiber bike.
You could buy like two used cars for that money. Bad ones, but you know.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's like you buy a bike. I was like, oh, I'm going to keep this for the rest of my life type beat.
Yeah, no, you are not actually going to keep that for the rest of your life.
To be fair, I didn't actually ride it that much recently since I had moved, and I was going to probably sell it. So I was like, okay, yeah, guys, him stealing it and me filing an insurance claim is one way to sell it. It's a roundabout way.
There's like no way to find. It was broad daylight. There's like no way to find that man now.
Dude, every time I see somebody with a towel wrapped around their head, I look at the bike.
Which is common in LA.
It's a dark blue Trek. Okay, actually, attention. Hold on.
Okay. Oh boy, here we go.
Hold on. Nope, there's got to be a better sound effect. These are dog.
Attention, Genius Bar listeners.
Oh, hell.
If you see a blue Trek bike with bright blue pedal, not the ones you put your feet in because I'm not a serious bicyclist, but you just place on top.
Uh-huh.
If you see a man in L.A., stop your first hit him with your vehicle.
But not the bike. Hit him and not the bike.
That's a joke. Don't actually do that.
No, hit him.
But apprehend this man.
Citizen's
and
arrest.
Say, Sam Cole wants his bike back.
Just run him over with your car, and then when he's on the ground going, you stand over him dramatically and you go, that's for Sam Cole. Sam Cole sent his regards. And then take the bike.
But yeah, if y'all could start doing some reconnaissance for me around LA, that would be great. It's really like, I would cancel the insurance claim if we found it, because then that would be fraud. But I just want the satisfaction of getting it back. Like, I've already decided if I ever see this bike, I don't care who's got it, but I am getting it back. And
what a bike
this back
to steal.
To
me, like, do you think he knew that it was that kind of bike
I don't
and
think,
valuable?
No, I don't think so. I think he literally just saw a bike in a garage.
Well, he won the bike lottery, kind of.
Yeah, he did.
The
bike
stealing lottery.
And I checked for everybody like saying this in the comments already. I checked on Facebook Marketplace for 30 days straight after it happened, because this is old now. Never popped up. I was ready to be like, hey, I'm interested in buying that.
And then
show up with Luke Miani and show him who's boss.
I know. If Luke showed up, I'd be scared.
But to tie this back to the beginning, there was an AirTag in the bike, and it was last seen in January 2025, and the bike got stolen in March 2025.
I'm very glad it helped you.
Yeah, I've checked since. Because, like, he wouldn't have been that far away, and I think the tire was flat at the time because I needed to get something replaced and like on the valve. And yeah, I'm just like, oh, I always wanted the satisfaction of finding it and getting it back. I think that would be really cool.
That would be really cool. Yeah. But unfortunately, due to the nature of the steal and what I saw in the security camera footage, I'm starting to think maybe it's not his first time stealing something out of a garage. And I'm also thinking that we'll never find him, and you should file a lawsuit against Apple, because that battery should have lasted longer.
Oh, and the other detail is that I mentioned that the garage didn't shut. Everybody's like, oh, this idiot, you know, you're not, and you're mad your bike got stolen. Fun fact, I was mad at myself for weeks because I thought I didn't watch it close. Fun fact, the idiots that built my home sped ran it. They, like, their AirTag was about to run out of battery. And the garage, just randomly, there's no rhyme or reason. It does some days, some weeks, it will work straight, no issue. And then three times in one day, it goes down and then goes back up. It's like downforce detected, like extreme downforce. So it thinks it's like over shutting itself. So I did shut it. But of course, the MyQ app will give me a notification when it opens or closes, but it doesn't give me a notification when it airs out and goes back up. So I did watch it close. What? It did go down. And then literally as I walked around the corner, I was in conversation and I didn't hear it go back up. So it was like,
do you think that guy was watching the whole time and just stuck something by the sensor?
All I know is technology has catastrophically failed me at every point.
It really has.
Except
yeah,
the security system. I was very happy. The security system. It did feel good to see who did it.
Kinda. You got to see that it was a person.
Because I would have just assumed it was Luke the whole time. If you know,
for $4,000, you would think that bike would steal itself back.
Like somebody would steal it from him?
No, the bike would just drive back.
Oh,
go like self-drive. And drive back, or be able to tell you. Does it have an app where it could tell you the location, like your car?
No, that was what the AirTag was for.
Well, you said you have an AirTag in your car. Won't your car also tell you the location it's at in an app?
Yeah, no, the AirTag in the car was redundant. I don't know why I've done that. That's just
why couldn't you do it on the bike?
I bought a 4-pack and needed a hobby.
Well, so, two of those should have gone into the bike, and maybe one bike of them would have still been alive.
Yeah.
That's tragic. I'm sorry for your loss.
It's okay.
I wish we had a sponsor for this, but we don't, actually. Is your data stolen too?
Yeah, by third parties.
Oh, wow. Data brokers?
Yeah. Dude.
That's what that guy looked like. Here's an ad for that. I feel good about that one. And dirty.
Let's talk about Apple.
Let's do that. Okay. Wow. What would you like to talk about first?
What's wrong? You already look defeated. We haven't even said anything.
I know. I was just thinking that today. I was sitting there, and I'm like, because I texted Sam at like 11. And was like, hey, you want to do the show a little bit earlier? And then I got to sit there and was like, what do I want to talk about on the show today? And then as I was thinking, I was like, it's such a shame that we can't talk about, like, I don't know, football or something. That isn't just Apple. Anything else when the season is low. And then I was like, you know what? There's only one person to turn to in a season like this. And his name is Mark Gurman. And luckily, he did not disappoint.
Okay. I think the big story this week could potentially be game-changing.
Okay.
It's that Apple is fixing the iPad.
Oh, you know, just something that we've been trying to get them to do. We had an entire episode, maybe two episodes, about how they could fix the iPad line. Oh,
and we're
thank
about to
you.
Have a third episode, buddy.
Once again, this is proof that Apple listens to Genius Bar specifically.
It seems that the iPad will become more like a computer this year. Now, hold on, because I know you guys have heard this before. I know we've heard for 10 years, and other YouTubers have said, guys, this is the year. Why are you hating on Apple? And then you know how they did that 10 years in a row without changing anything? Seriously?
Yeah.
And then when they did change it, it was terrible because Stage Manager is actually a blight to mankind.
A blight? I don't think I've ever heard someone use that word for real. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
that's how I feel about the iPad. Gurman, Mark, back with a new report.
Okay.
He says, Apple's focusing on three key areas of iPadOS 19. Not only is it going to get the redesign of iOS 19 with the VisionOS style, that of course he
supposedly
previewed first before all. Well, he previewed it before all other leakers, as he reported. It's Mark Gurman exclusive that it's going to be VisionOS.
Yeah, he did do that. Yep, you're right.
And he showed us the icons too.
No one on this show, definitely, before him.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
It would be cool if they got back to leaking, but, you know.
Yeah, this is sad.
We'll leave that be.
Okay. I'm glad Gurman got it first.
It says Apple's going to be focusing on three key areas this year. Mm-hmm. Flex emoji, productivity. Laptop emoji, multitasking. Window emoji, app window management. There we go. Do you believe any of this? Because I fucking don't.
Really?
Dude, there's not a chance they fix the iPad. We've heard this literally every year. I got excited for a second.
Who has a 60% chance of being right?
Actually, it would be. His accuracy has gone down. It would be interesting to just go and look
if
at all his claims over the past year.
There was a website for this.
If only that website was profitable.
Mm. It's almost like you did all that work manually and for free.
Yeah, you would think they would actually, probably with the advancements that AI have made, there is some way to make a model to scrape and get data, but I don't know how to do any of that, and it's just not worth the time.
Hang on. Let's ask Gemini and see if it can go through every article ever. How accurate by percentage is Mark Gurman with Apple leaks? We're asking it. Here we go. It's thinking. Just a sec. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Yeah, they're going to say Mark Gurman is a very accurate...
Based on available... Oh, no. They gave a number. Would you like to know the number? I'll just read this.
Okay, please.
Based on available data, Mark Gurman's accuracy with Apple leaks is reported to be around 86.5% as of late 2022, according to website AppleTrack. It makes him one of the most reliable Apple leakers. Yes. So, its latest information is from 2022 and literally from you. I'm not kidding.
Is AppleTrack still up?
Look. Proof. You see?
That's actually kind of impressive that it pulled that. I forgot that the like website still exists. We can go to the leaderboard.
Let's go.
Oh, dude.
Oh, this is a fucking throwback, dude.
Where are you at? 69.
you shut AppleTrack down at the perfect time.
Wow. Oh, I got
0.1 on Weinbach.
Wow.
Wow. I used to, this website used to make or break my entire day.
Dude, and look at all the stuff I haven't graded yet.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking toast.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, can we make trackingmarkgurman.com where we only keep track of Mark Gurman? He would be so fucking mad if there was a single website that was keeping only him accountable.
MarkTrack.com.
Okay, listen, I'm not doing it. And you're not going to do it, but somebody listening, it's ripe for the taking. We'll advertise it on the show.
Oh, that's really good.
The Gurman Tracker. I don't care what you call it, but make it. iPhone 15.
Oh, that was
USB-C.
A lie. Apple working on a Lightning to USB-C adapter? Oh, actually, no, I think that was real. iPhone 15 to get USB-C? Ooh.
Software and other products. Oh.
AirPods Max refresh happening in 2022.
That did not happen. iOS 16 public beta release. That counted as a rumor?
Well, alongside beta 3.
That's a fucking goofball.
That was 3 years ago when we didn't know that they always did that.
New
it was like
Studio.
A new
oh, dude. Wow, there's
Pro Display XDR has this. Wait, I don't even remember this. New Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR coming in 2022? Pro Display XDR 2 has 7K resolution?
It's been 3 years.
Wait, what's the source of that?
That has not happened yet.
I wrote an article about this?
Apparently, you would.
Let's see what my take is. We assumed for some time that a Mac Pro would launch this year, but Gurman seems to believe that not only will... Wait, I'm kind of a good writer. I should go back to this.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You left it. This was a website I needed. There was no one else doing that. There's so many other websites doing tracking news. The only other people was like Apple Insider tried to steal your idea by rating rumors in the articles.
The problem is that you can just do this in a tweet. Like, you don't need the website.
Yeah,
this
but
entire thing.
Are cooler.
I know it's cooler, but I literally
what if you
was
just start rating people through tweets on the Twitter account?
Oh, like, start being like, this was a wrong. I feel like you need, like, a separate...
Dude, it'd be fucking incredible if it was, like, a bot that was written that would auto-reply to Gurman if he was wrong. Like, he would just start... Oh, wait, can we do...
That's not
a
terrible idea.
At Mark Tracker? Where
that's
it's just an
idea.
Entire Twitter account that is there to bully him online?
Well, we would have to tell him if he's right. We'd have to be fair.
Yeah, we'd have to be fair. We'd get to tell him that he was right 60% of the time.
That's wild that that's what Gemini references, though. You ever feel like you're being taken over by zombies sometimes?
All the time, and I don't know why, but it's like particularly on my skin, you know? When I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, wow. It's like my skin is turning zombified.
That's why you need OneSkin, who sponsored this episode of the Genius Bar.
Hey, we love OneSkin, because I only have one skin.
Yeah, dude.
Get it?
And with them, you'll have two. No, not actually.
Can this help me get rid of zombie cells? Is that what's making my face look so terrible?
Dude, OS1 is the first peptide scientifically proven to target zombie cells, those dysfunctional, sentient cells that speed up aging at the cellular level. And you can only find OS1 in OneSkin's moisturizer, sunscreens, and now in their latest product, John, OS1 hair.
I was just going to say, what about the zombie cells on my head?
Dude, this daily scalp serum tackles those same zombie cells, but instead of targeting lines and wrinkles, it combats the aging cells in your hair follicles to reactivate your natural growth cycle.
You know what? Since we started using it, I haven't noticed one wrinkle on your face or in your hair.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. It's actually magic, and the zombie cells are disappearing by the day. They're founded and led by an all-women team of skin longevity scientists. OneSkin is redefining the aging process with the proprietary OS1 peptide. Get 15% off with code GENIUS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GENIUS. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please show support to our show. You're going to say, hey, John and Sam from Genius Bar sent you. Invest in the health and longevity of your skin and scalp with OneSkin. Your future self will thank you.
Thank you, OneSkin. I mean, I kind of, as I went to hit the button and submit the request, I was like, oh, it's going to pull Sam up for sure. Because you're the only, I think that happens for me too.
Dude, the website's still so fast though.
I bet if I look me up, that's what happens. How accurate, based on percentage, is John Prosser with Apple Leaks? Here it comes. What? I'm designed solely to process and generate text. I'm unable to assist you with that? What do you mean? You just did it.
Damn.
This is tragic.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't start going back.
Here it is. Based on Apple Tracks data.
Maybe we should start going back through your...
Let's go through. Here we go.
You said that the 2022 MacBook Air would have a white notch.
Oh. We haven't graded that yet, so it's still up in the air.
You said that the 2022 iPhone 14 would have an iPhone 4 design.
Oh, we know that one. Yeah.
You said the 2022 iPhones won't have a notch.
I did say that.
We should not play this episode.
I noticed you cut away. Down on the podcast.
I need to just see it for myself.
Okay, I see you seeing it. Oh my god, what? I hate that my life is documented. Why does it have to be documented?
Oh, it's so funny that the audience will never ever know what we're referencing.
Or they definitely know exactly what we're referencing. These people have been around. Genius Bar's 5 years old. Almost. How old is Genius Bar?
4 years old.
Just so it's like in preschool?
Years. I don't know. When does a child start preschool? Ask Gemma.
No idea. I never went to school, ever. Still
really?
Waiting. Uh-uh.
Do you think they're going to fix the iPad?
Thank you for bringing us back around. Maybe? The issue with this is if they hadn't disappointed us year over year over year over year yeah. over year so always, then I would say there's no chance. But at this stage, there's kind of nothing else you could do except for that. It's like they've waited to the absolute last minute to pull the trigger, and now they've tried every idea, and it never works, and no one cares, and the iPad is toast, and so they're like, well, I guess we're gonna have to do it this year, finally. And so I guess I could, honestly, 60% chance, not Mark Gurman accuracy, but I feel like there's a 60% chance that this will happen. So I'm leaning yes, but also, if it's no, I'd be like, yeah, of course. Why should we have been excited about anything ever?
If we just got a calculator last year, I think we're a bit out from
or
that being reinvented.
Or they were working on this and they justified doing only a calculator app last year because they knew a big one was coming. A bigger one was coming and we wouldn't be so sad for so long.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I was looking at a bunch of old dub dubs recently. I was working on my video. It's going to go out later today or prior to this episode. But just year after year, they've teased us with iPad updates and just never delivered, ever. Ever.
So ever. I don't actually read Mark Gurman stuff other than what I see on Apple Track, where it's laid out neatly with emojis in a tiny list that I can understand from my tiny little brain.
Same.
Did you say anything specifically?
Oh, no, he said those exact three things. He said the focus is going to be on, as previously stated, let me just go back to X, my favorite.
There's no wordings of, like, going to be like macOS? Who said that?
No, they're just interpolating that. He did not say it's going to be like macOS.
So literally no one said that, and I just read it from Mac Rumors,
like,
and
I think
wrong.
He said it's going to be more like macOS, but, like, it's not going to be... I mean, we can pull up the article, big dog.
I guess so. I just want to know what he's... Oh, of course it's not an article that's titled anything about that. It's something about AR glasses instead.
It says, I'm told this year's upgrade will focus on productivity, multitasking, and app window management with an eye on the device operating more like a Mac. That's the leak.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. More like a Mac. Dude, any change could happen to the iPad and he could say, see, told ya.
Yeah, and then I have
more
to
like, more like a Mac. It could just get the redesign. It's like, see, it's, just like macOS. I don't know how else to say it. But if this comes along, Dub-Dub comes along, and iPad OS is still the shits, and they think that the only thing going for iPad is just the hardware, and they keep giving us the same hardware that in a product line that makes no sense anyway to begin with, and the OS on it sucks, I think we hold an official funeral for the iPad. I think it's done, and I think we are the ones to announce its death, time of death, WWDC 2025, June 13th.
You know... Sorry, my chair got stuck on my rug, so I had a hard time sliding around.
Oh.
You know...
I never get stuck when I'm sliding.
I think you're right, and I have very low expectations for this.
I can hear it in your voice that you're already disappointed.
It's just, okay, because it's like, okay, they're going to redesign iOS 19, they're going to redesign iPad OS 19, they're going to redesign macOS, and they fixed the iPad in the same year? Dude, Siri still can't answer a question. Like, there's just no way. There's just no way.
You got me there. That's a difficult one.
I would like that. I would like all of this to be true.
And
but
either way, it would be like at WWDC, they'd be like, look at all these new features. It's just like a Mac. And all of these features will be available in October. And then it'll be 2026 before you know it.
Although, according to the newest, hottest leaker in the game, the little creature known as Majin Buu.
Wait, he has a website?
Dude, yeah.
Are there enough ads on this page?
Well, what is Trigger?
What is happening, dude?
No, I want block everything on Majin Buu. He's selling that shit to some government. I don't know.
Why are there so many ads, dude? The title of the article looks more like an ad than the rest of the website. It looks like ad.
He says, dude.
Okay.
So according to the creature known as Majin Buu,
Official.
he's talking about something that needs to be tracked. He claims that when you plug in the iPad with a magic keyboard, like when you use it together, it's going to have like a menu bar as in macOS. So you'll have another ad popped up. So, I mean, basically just think of it about the top of this website, how you've got this menu bar up here, you know how it is on the Mac. It says like, I'm in Chrome. So it says Chrome, File, Edit, View, History, Bookmarks, Tab, you know, Developer, Apple logo. Apparently that's going to pop up on the iPad now.
Okay.
But the real interesting one.
You know what? Close enough. Leaks Apple Pro is back. Welcome back, Leaks Apple Pro.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Wait, is that no?
He's trying his best. Yeah. Wow.
That was really fun.
Okay.
But here's the big leak, John. Because you might have said, all right, I could see that. That's like a reasonable step change, you know, over time. No. The big leak, John, and I don't know if you're ready for this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Buckle up.
I'm buckling.
When you, so your iPhone, you know that you have right now, you know how it's got like a powerful processor inside?
Uh-huh. The powerful.
With iOS 19, through a software update, you're going to be able to plug it in via USB-C to an external monitor and use it like a computer, like Samsung DeX.
Is that so? Yeah, wow. That's, so, you know, to be fair, right, when I leaked iOS 19 stuff, definitely not 52 days before Mark Gurman, and we, as we've gone on through three episodes now talking about that, and I've said I haven't seen any significant like features added or anything like that. Mark Gurman did say, actually, expect more from Apple in June and stuff, implying that it's going to be cool features. And maybe this is one of the features. Maybe Majin knows something we both don't.
You know where they got this from?
Where?
They got this from Concept Central. Shay is a concept from 2000 and like 24 or 23. Look at this.
No. Oh.
That's just, I'm pretty sure someone, this just popped up and he was like, oh, that would be really
good. You don't think Shay just like guessed really well for a feature that is coming? And Majin Buu definitely didn't just go, hey, that's a good leak.
No, I think that that's made up. I think that's BS. And also, it's not going to be an iOS 19 feature. It would be a new iPhone Pro feature. They're not going to give that away to everybody for free. Not a chance.
No.
Dude.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It's
going to
be
a
Pro iPhone. It'd be called like Pro Mode or something. If that would even be real, and I'm highly skeptical that it is.
So question. Because Majin Buu, the Twitter account, has been around for a long time. We've mentioned them a few times on Genius Bar, but also like in our separate videos, I'm sure, over the years. As far as I was aware, and something I always say about Majin Buu when I talk about them, is that they're not a leaker. They don't leak things, and they don't actually know anything. What they do is they go on to Chinese website, social media, Weibo, and they see things there. And then they translate it to, like, the Western market over on Twitter and stuff. That's what I assumed was happening. And so at what point did he go from definitely only doing that to pretending to be the source of the information and leaking things?
That's a great question. I will say... Hey, wait, where'd the tweet go? Oh, there we go. Have you seen this? The first dummies have propagated.
Yeah, those look like iPhones. The next ones.
Do you? You know, my theory was that there was going to be the cutout for MagSafe, but I'm not seeing that, so now I'm scared.
Oh yeah, there's no. as far as I know, there's no cutout for MagSafe, but that leaves us two options. It's like the iPhone 16e, gone. Or they have miraculously tried something new. Or there's another... Wait, are the dummy units unibody? Because if not, there's also a chance that it's just the regular glass back of the phones, per use.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
It kind of does not look unibody to me.
But also, I don't know if they would make a dummy. Like, they might just be making them cheaper, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I've never made one, so...
So I don't know. This is interesting.
Wow, we really knew what these phones looked like very, very, very early this time around.
We did, thanks to the GOAT John Prosser leaking everything.
Mark Gurman said this was fake, remember? I wonder if he'll, when it comes out, he'll be like, as I reported. Maybe it's because that all of the focus clearly is on perfecting Apple Intelligence that they just couldn't even bother trying to hide the phones this year.
I will say, though, does this line, like looking at this lineup for the iPhone 17, doesn't this look off, though?
Oh, yeah. Because it doesn't look good.
Why did they not do the extendo camera bar on the base model? Like, you could just extend the camera bar.
That has been a question I have been wondering since I found out. Like,
it doesn't look right.
No, it does not. The only thing that would make sense is if all of them are getting renamed somehow.
Yeah. It's because, yeah, it's just iPhone 16, iPhone 17 Air, or I wonder if they're just going to call it iPhone Air, like not put a name. Like,
oh, that'd be interesting.
Because the Air
own.
Is absolutely going to be a one more thing. I'm 100%.
Oh, really?
Not even a question, dude. Are you joking?
It's going to be. Okay, so it should be here's the iPhone 17. iPhone 17
you got
Pro,
it
Pro
in
Max.
Your hand, dude. Yep. We'll show the iPhone 17. You've got it right there, dude. No, you've got the iPhone 16.
Oh, yeah, right here. Right here, iPhone 17.
There you go.
Oh, turn my flashlight on. Oh, no, I didn't. And, yeah, okay, I could see that, where they fake you out, make you think there's only one new base model iPhone, and then they go, oh, but look at what we did. And then they can run some cute little video package where the phone is real light and floaty.
Just like my renders.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
Because we already know based on the dummies and all the renders that it's like insanely thin, but the way Apple shows stuff with like their lighting and whatnot, it's going to make it look like a razor.
See, people don't believe me, but look at how thin it is compared to the
other
models.
It's fucking crazy.
No, people. I have said, I just get frustrated and worked up sometimes, pal.
For why? What have people been saying to you?
People always say, oh, you exaggerate. You're not telling the truth. I said it's going to feel closer to a piece of paper than a phone. And everybody goes, But guess what? It kind of looks like that, doesn't it? That looks more like a paper than a phone to me.
That is a very thin. The buttons barely fit there.
Yeah, it looks like a redesigned camera control that's skinnier.
Oh, you know, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it is. It is definitely skinnier, and it will probably.
How are you going to fit
is the
a
button
battery?
Too?
Yeah, how are you going to fit a battery in there?
Oh, God, camera control doesn't work as it is.
I will say, it does seem like iPhone Air, as the initial rumor said, would have been the time to go portless. Like, that would have been the time to go. And, like, really do something nuts.
Yeah, that was another classic John Prosser rumor, that they'll go portless before they ever go USB-C.
Yeah.
That,
banger.
Did not age well.
As they say.
Yeah. Imagine.
I mean,
just put it with the rest of
them. I'm excited for the Air, dude. Like, it
oh,
looks
yeah, me too.
Ridiculous. I'm very excited to see the dummies hands-on and be like, how thin is it actually?
Are you excited for all the drop tests and such?
I mean, who doesn't love a good drop test?
Who doesn't, especially one across the world, you know?
Hypothetically, but I would never. I don't think I've got the budget this year to go.
You would never do that.
No.
No.
It's with the tariffs. Well, can they tariff plane tickets? Or planes?
If you're leaving.
Fuel, right?
You're leaving. If you're leaving the place you are to a different country, maybe.
Maybe
are you the export?
yeah, I'm exporting.
Maybe
there's
a tariff on you.
Yeah. Oh no.
So I will definitely.
Your camera is freaking out.
Oh, sorry.
It's
going
can't
like
handle. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Cannot. Is that what it sounds like? It can't handle the handsome. iPhone 17 Air will definitely be my phone this year. I'm just curious to see how they market it, because it is a really weird product line where the base model looks the same. When's the last time it looked the exact same to the previous year?
Like the 13 and 14 base models.
Okay,
did.
They didn't change?
No.
When did the camera module change from vertical to diagonal?
That was from the 12 to the 13.
Okay. Well.
And then 13 and 14 were the same. 15 was the same. Actually, 13, 14, and 15 were all the same. And then 16 is what changed it back to be vertical, which looks way better.
Okay. Well, do you see them naming these any different?
I mean, it's for sure going to be the Air. I just don't. I don't see another name.
No, but I mean the rest of them. Because it's like the Air 17 Pro and Pro Max. All that makes sense, but it doesn't make sense that the base model is like over there by itself, looking funny.
I'm kind of getting the vibes of what Apple did back in 2017 with the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 lineup.
Oh,
because remember they showed off the iPhone 8 and they were like, "These are our new iPhones for the year, but we have one more thing." And then they showed off the iPhone.
Man, 10. I haven't been that disappointed in a long time when they showed iPhone 8 for the first time.
The Air is going to be their, look, we're back. This is, it's going to be their we innovate moment again. It's going to be their, look, Samsung made a slim phone. It's just kind of the same thing. Whatever, we made a slim phone. It's the thinnest Apple, or no, it's actually not going to be the thinnest Apple product ever still, but it's going to be extremely thin.
Is the iPad Pro still the thinnest?
Yeah.
Really?
It's going to be 5.5. iPad Pro is going to be 5.1. Wow. But as revealed in my new video, which is out at the time this is out, the iPhone Ultra, the folding phone, is going to be the thinnest Apple product ever while unfolded at 4.5 millimeters.
What?
It's going to be real thin.
Is that a U leak?
No.
Oh.
That's what people have reported.
That's crazy. Well, I don't trust it unless it comes from Majin Buu.
I mean, I guess now that the video is out, I can show you some of this.
Okay, I'm trying to not...
Don't go yet. Don't go yet.
Okay. Tell me when to go.
Okay, okay.
I'm waiting.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, we're ready. Here we go.
All right, here's the video, everybody. Enjoy.
YouTube.com/geniusbar if you want to see it.
But like, that's a thin phone.
It's right? Yeah, it's hard to see how thin, like, without it next to something.
Here, I'll show you. I'll show you. We have actually done that. We thought ahead for once, and by that I mean I thought ahead for once. Where is the
iPhone 18 Ultra?
I mean this is a pretty good one for. Seeing the difference. Like, that's
holy
next to an iPad
fuck.
Mini.
The best Apple product ever made. That is very thin.
The vibe.
Oh, God. It's not happening. I'm not going to like the phone. No, I will not like a folding phone. I won't.
Like,
I
don't
can't
get me wrong.
Like it. Specifically because I'm just, I will not, I cannot handle what the internet will do if we change our mind.
And to be fair, like, our concept here is just based off leaks and rumors. We have no CADs. This is not like insider, but it is. I think it's going to look something close to this. I'm not saying it's 1-to-1 or anything, but yeah, I mean, but there's weird choices that Apple's making. Like, did you know that the foldable is not going to have Face ID? It's only going to have Touch ID.
No.
Rumored by multiple sources. Touch ID is coming back. There's look at it, dude. It's too thin for Face ID.
I dislike that.
Did you know as well
that it makes sense, but
you know there's only going to be two cameras on the back of the foldable, not three. Did you know that the foldable is going to cost $2,000 likely?
So you're making this sound not as fun anymore. It only has Touch ID, two cameras, whatever. I have two cameras now, but
it folds.
Yeah, but it folds. I can't go back to Touch ID.
Well, that's what makes this phone interesting. Is
that's the Ultra?
It is, because, and it's just going to be manufacturing cost. It's, think about it this way, and I talk about this in the video, which you guys will all have seen by now, obviously.
Yeah, they all watched.
It's essentially two Pro iPhones side by side. So it's two screen. I mean, it's two screens. And I sort of show it in the video. I don't have another phone around me, but, you know, two screens, square form factor, 7.8-inch screen, OLED, ProMotion, 120 hertz, all that. Apple's worked on the crease. Apparently it's going to be the best or not there at all. Best crease ever.
That's what we love to hear. We have the best crease.
Like, basically my take at the end of the video is I talked about is it's just, I think they're silly still. And there's, I mean, I can already see what Apple's going to do, right? This is going to be the first phone that does split screen apps because you've got two iPhone rectangle screens. Yeah. They're going to revamp iOS to make two apps work side by side. So you can run the App Store and Notes next to each other or whatever. You know, they're going to do features like that. I hypothesize that they're going to let you do the setting it up as a tripod, you know, where you can like fold it and have the cameras facing you and like, you know, use your Apple Watch to frame it or whatever. You know, there's going to be those foldable features. And I'm sure Apple has something in the software that's going to sell the product. But at the end of the day, wow, that was crisp.
Yeah, you like that? A fresh DC?
At the end of the day, I end the video saying I think these are just a fad. And did you know that folding phones are still at less than 2% market share of all smartphones sold in the world?
That's higher than I would have thought.
They've been out for 6 years.
And multiple manufacturers at this point.
Do you know how long it took the iPhone and smartphone? Like, just look at a smartphone growth over time since 2007. It's going to pull up Statista, my favorite website. Do you see how it grew between... let's go 6 years of the smartphone. It grew from 120 million... Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 680 million in 6 years. It 8 to 10x'd in 6 years. I'm sure foldable phones have probably followed that same scale, but it's such a small piece of the pie.
Is there a graph for that? There's got to be.
Not exactly. If you look up, it's TrendForce, I think. So if you look folding phone market share, it's going to show you right here. Here we go. They're expected to reach 5% by 2028.
And that's, wait, I think. Is that with the iPhone?
I believe, is that saying that Apple's going to? Yes, rumors about Apple entering the foldable market.
Oh my God. So even with Apple, it's only going to push it to 5%. Samsung has half the foldable phone market share. Huawei?
Huawei is huge in foldables.
You would think the Pixel Fold would be in there somewhere. Motorola's in there.
Because nobody actually wants folding phones. The folding, and here's the thing, and I think Apple knows this. The folding phone is going to be something that is they sell for a year. And it's never going to be updated again. It's never going to be released again. It's going to be a one-off special edition iPhone because people are bored. People are going to use it for a year and be like, wait, I kind of miss the regular thing. I mean, it's going to be the same thing as the Mini. There's going to be the 5% of customers that never forgive Apple for getting rid of it once they did it. And this is, again, assuming it does actually happen, which the rumors increasingly say they will next year. Mark Gurman, Guoman Shi, Jeff Koo.
Majin Boo?
Probably the Boo.
Probably the booster. Watch it, like, after all these years of R&D and working on making this, and then they release it, and if it shits its britches, and it has to be another one of those phones that they only tried for a year, and they're like, didn't work. Try something else. What is the something else? Sam, can I show you something cool and also very terrifying?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to go to Google. That's me typing. I type in Sam Cole, and wouldn't you know, all this personal information, not just Sam Cole, founder of AppleTrack. No. I see your address. I see your family. I see pictures of you and your house, and I want to know why. I feel like you should not have that up on the internet.
John, you must have been time traveling, because for months I've actually been using Delete Me,
who sponsored this episode. Welcome back to the show. We love Delete Me.
And I say that because, yeah, in the past, you were able to look up things, personal info about my family, my social security, my home address, information about other folks that I'm related to. And it could all be compiled by data brokers and sold online. These are the evil people that have been making money off of you. You have to reach out to them to stop, but it's so, you know, taxing to do that. It takes so much time. You're like, hey, how do I get rid of this? You reach out to Delete Me. You say, hey, this is the info that I want to see removed online. And they work on your behalf. They work to ask these people to stop. They give you updated privacy reports letting you know who's complied, who's in progress, new requests they've sent. It's a continual process. So it starts and it never stops, because they care about you and your data. And you should probably, too. Like, I We've always talked about this.
100%.
Yeah,
you should 100% be using Delete Me, but we can give you 20% off of your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar. That's the name of the show. Use promo code geniusbar at checkout so that they know that we sent you, number one. That's very important. But number two, that's also the only way you're going to get 20% off at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar. Take back control of your data today. 100% of you for 20% off. And thank you, Delete Me, for sponsoring this episode of Genius Bar.
That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, code Genius Bar.
Thank you.
There really isn't for the smartphone is the thing.
Well, Quinn strikes again.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say this was a tough year for, like, the last 12 months have been a kind of tough 12 months for Apple enthusiasts. As a whole, kind of everything they put out was subpar, mediocre, except putting new colors on the iPhone. Those were hot as hell, and they're great.
And the M4 Mac Mini was goated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot that happened. Sorry, John Ternus did that, and he's like, I put him separately. I forget that Tim Cook exists, and I blame everything on him. This time next year, so 12 months from now, are we sitting in a happier spot? Like, can we look back and go, yeah, that was a good year for iPhones. Yeah, that was a good year for iPad. Yeah, that was a good year for Mac OS. This is all great. iPad works more like a Mac now. And now you have Samsung Dex on your iPhone.
I think that... Oh, you pulled this up while we were still talking about your thing. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh. Sorry.
Because now people are like, why is he looking at feet on the podcast?
Yeah, there's no context. I have no idea what I'm looking at. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
We'll get there. Okay. I think the iPhone 17s are going to be a good year. Yeah. I think they're going to be a success. I do.
Well, okay. But what do you think? What do you think our opinion will be? Because iPhones aren't just the hardware. We also got to deal with iOS, which is in the dumps right now.
Well, iOS 19, baby.
You're going to make me yawn.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know why that came out of me.
You can't yawn at work. No one else yawns at work.
Every time I yawn, the demons come out.
I think so. Did you know why? I was wondering the other day why people say bless you when you sneeze. Do you know why?
It's because your heart stops for a second. What is it?
I never heard that. That sounds scary.
Well, that was what they thought back in the, like, 1500s. That's why they would say it.
Oh, well, there were two reasons. Number one, Black Death, bubonic plague. If you were sneezing, you were probably on your way out. Mm. Like, anyone that had anything wrong with them, sickness-wise, probably on their way out. So you say, bless you, because you're going to need it when you're dead. Mm. And, supposedly, in Christianity, when you sneeze, your body is more vulnerable and susceptible to demons in that moment.
I think that was also an old-time vibe.
So, what happens when you're yawning?
That just, the demon has plenty of time to get in there.
They go straight in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking about I'm talking about feet. Why is he talking about feet on the Genius Bar podcast?
Yeah, youtube.com/geniusbar is the video version where you can see us playing a video from somewhere else.
This is weird. Did you see this ad?
No.
This was a weird ad.
Hang on.
This was a weird ad.
Hang on. Ask me again.
Hey, did you see the feet ad that Apple put out?
Yeah, I see every ad that Apple puts out. Anytime Apple uploads a video, I go, I gotta stop what I'm doing and watch it. And especially if there's feet.
This was just... I don't know how to describe it. It's this guy outside, and he's sitting on a roof. It's just an opening shot of feet. Okay. I don't know why. It's showing the sun. It's like talking about glare in the...
What the hell?
In the video.
This is a rare ad where someone is not a chiseled masterpiece.
Yeah. And
that's
this
a great
guy...
beard. My God.
Is using the nanotexture display on his Mac.
Okay.
So that's like...
Who wrote that? Who decided that was happening?
But I'm just like, obviously they did that to catch your attention. But I saw some comments on like Reddit and X, people discussing this. Let's just say the foot community was a fan of this one.
Really?
Because, you know, I
mean,
the
listen, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, you know?
I read the comments on everything, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, you know, I every tweet I feel like I see, I'm always like, what are people saying in the comments? I don't know why. Maybe I'm sick. Except I don't read my own comments, which is kind of funny. I'm like, I care about everything else but me. And they're like nice souls, beautiful souls, incredible feet and soul. Yeah, like,
are these jokes? Are they real?
No, these people were like very serious, and they.
That's
were like,
one thing I will. I just cannot. Like, there's so many things that people are into. Where if you think hard enough, you're like, yeah, I could. I'm not into that, but I could see how you could be into that or why. I don't understand feet.
I also just think that this ad.
Hopefully, we get new Genius Bar foot fans from this.
I just feel like this ad barely showed off how good the screen is. And I will say the sick part of all of this is the feet made me watch it because I was like, what the hell is Apple doing? And it made me – recently I did a sponsorship for Paperlike, you know, that makes your iPad screen like paper.
Yeah. And I loved him.
I was like, I really kind of like this matte display on my iPad. And sometimes I'll go to my favorite – breakfast burrito spot in LA in Beverly
What's
Hills.
What's it called? Are you allowed to say?
I don't know if I'm ready to be, you know, because I mentioned I start getting recognized constantly. People are showing up every day. I don't know if I should let them know that I'm.
Okay.
But let's just say it's in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
If you know, you know. It's the best breakfast burrito in LA. Okay. Okay. If you know, you know.
Okay.
It's next to a hair salon. I'll say that. Okay. That's all I'm saying. And I kind of work on my laptop there sometimes to get some fresh air. And I'm like, should I have gotten the nano display, nano texture? Because I know it does impact the color and the fidelity and the quality, and I'm usually always against them.
Okay.
But there was just something about, when I'm on like a mobile device working outside. And it made me say, we've seen Apple do this on the iPad now. We've seen them do this on the Mac. Are we going to get a nano texture iPhone at some point in the next year? Because I think people would buy that.
That would go hard as fuck, dude.
And that would be a way. It'd be like $50 to $100 to get a nanotexture iPhone.
I have been flirting with the idea of getting a matte screen protector.
Dude, there's a
Are you all right? What? Are you dying?
There's a little gnat. It was a demon trying to get inside of me.
I have been flirting with the idea of getting a matte screen protector. Except all the ones that I find have to have it cut out for Face ID. And the front face of the camera, which makes sense because it'd be all cloudy and bad. That's the only thing stopping me from getting it because I really... Stop yawning! I'm going to yawn!
I'm not yawning!
That bug's going to go in your mouth.
I was just opening my mouth slowly.
Okay. We're trying to get a big old breath of air. Okay.
Yeah, my brain is loaded.
I would love that. Oh, dude, if the iPhone Air had a nice, matte, nanotexture display... Sign me the hell up.
Option,
no, if that's the only option, that'd be sweet as hell.
Why have you been thinking about it? Why have you been?
I love it. And
really?
The lack of fingerprints would be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, if I look at my screen right now,
it's disgusting. My phone is disgusting. We don't talk about that enough, how gross we are as people and how gross our phones are.
Yeah. Bro's not wrong.
Like, you think, every time I see debit cards and stuff in my wallet or credit cards, I look at them and I go, that's fucking disgusting. So many things have touched those. But you know what? My phone's just as bad. My phone's worse.
Yeah. But I will
my
say,
my phone's
like
seen some things.
Something that I did not realize the public cared about so much is maybe not a matte screen, but just seeing the phone in sunlight. Do you know how many family members they're like, and they don't understand? It's so funny. Like, they wear sunglasses, and then they're like, why is the phone screen dark? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you have sunglasses on, and that's their job is to take bright light and make it dark. And these family members who I love,
that's their job.
You know, they're like, how do I make the screen brighter? Is there a screen protector I can buy to make the screen brighter?
Oh.
And I'm like,
this makes me sad.
It can only get so, like, it's doing its best, and if it did, your battery would last a half an hour.
I have not once, I mean, you know me, I'm the adventurer, I'm always outside and
yeah,
where
are.
The sun is. If the sun's out, I'm out. Those
John's
are the rules.
Out. That's the
And I have never had an issue seeing my screen.
I will say,
maybe in 2010.
Sometimes in direct sunlight, I will say it is a little dark without sunglasses on. Sure, because it's having to compete against the sun, you know? I feel like it's like 2,000 nits is what it gets to now. I think maybe like a 3,000 nit would be perfect. That's what the Apple Watch goes to.
Phones get so bright that it makes me mad. Like when I'm inside in a dark room and I was not, because I don't like auto brightness.
Yeah, I turn that off.
To me, it's always just a little wrong every time, and then I have to think about adjusting it. So if I have to think about adjusting it, I'm just going to adjust it anyway. And I will have not used my phone for a few hours, and then I'm in a nice dark room, and I turn my phone on, and it instantly pisses me off. They're too bright. It's too bright as it is.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about that something, but I don't know. It feels wrong at the same time because it does reduce the visual clarity.
Paper-like. This is right up your alley. We don't need
to.
Why don't they do
iPhone screen protectors?
Because paper-like, the whole point is that it feels and writes like paper.
Well, you can get a stylus on your phone, technically.
I guess so.
Oh, I also think the iPhone Fold is going to be the first phone to work with an Apple Pencil.
Sam. What?
No, you go.
Do you remember those rumors of that tiny Apple Pencil?
Yeah. What if that was for the iPhone Fold?
Do you think that's going to go in its hole?
That would be there's no way Apple ships a stylus with the phone, dude. This company will be beyond repair if they would ship a stylus.
You think
Apple
Steve
Pencil
would
Mini.
Come back?
He'd walk up to Tim, slap the shit out of him, and go back.
Or bring him with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say we're switching spots.
If you can even find Tim at that point, because that guy's fucking MIA. He's not doing anything but trying to ship iPhones over with planes.
Yeah, he's in tariff. He's in tariff defense mode. He's gotten real quiet. Bro's turning. He used to sleep from like 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. He's sleeping probably from like 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. at this point. He's so stressed out.
Mm. Tough.
To be fair, I did realize with the recent stock situation that Apple is like more of the U.S. economy than I realized.
Oh, they are big important.
So, you know, it's kind of tough because a lot of people.
It's like all we have.
Yeah.
There's hamburgers and Apple.
And like Microsoft and Nvidia and all those. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Well,
okay. Those are my thoughts. Oh, last thing. Last thing that was actually wild and
well, we had
quite
something
inspiring.
Else to talk about after Feet.
Yeah. Did you see this I Hostage movie that Netflix is making?
No. What?
Dude. They're apparently in there was is it already out?
What is this?
The movie's out, dude. Netflix made a movie. Dude, wait, I didn't know this was out. Oh, yeah, the official trailer. They made a movie about the hostage situation in the Apple Store that happened in like
20. What? No way.
Yeah, in 2022.
Did Apple okay this?
No, they rebuilt an Apple Store from scratch, like replica.
Do they
scale.
Use the Apple logo and stuff?
Yeah. Look,
and Apple is fine with this.
I mean, I don't know. It's like retelling a true story, so I think that they can probably do it. Yeah, I can't find the Apple logo. I don't think anybody died, but definitely.
What
a
weird thing to make a movie about. Netflix is down bad, man.
Well, it was, yeah, look, there's the Apple logo on her shirt.
Interesting. Okay.
It's kind of sick because they did.
Is it, and it's like, out?
I just want to see this set in real life. Yeah, they made this. Like, this is my dream. I'm like, can I just buy this from you to film in?
So they had to build one instead of just going to one?
Dude, Apple's not going to let them film in an Apple store.
For not even for money?
No.
Oh.
Apple doesn't want people to remember that there was a hostage situation in an Apple store. That's their worst fear.
Oh, that is all right. We should do a Genius Bar watch along
of the entire movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It made me want to reactivate my Netflix.
You don't April have Netflix? 18th.
Oh, it's out. I mean, I don't really watch stuff like that.
My guy had a $4,000 broken bike and not Netflix.
The bike's useful.
So's Netflix.
When do you have time to just sit and watch? Like, I never feel like I can just sit down. Like,
anytime there's food.
The only time I watch YouTube when I eat.
Oh, really? Well, I don't watch Netflix every time I eat, but usually, like, because here's my issue. If I'm watching a show on Netflix, it's mindless because I can, as soon as I sit down to eat, I know exactly what I'm watching. If I go to YouTube, my food is going to be cold before I find something. I cannot make a decision fast enough.
I have my favorite podcast that I watch. Like the Genius Bar podcast. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Do you just watch little, like, 10 minutes at a time throughout the week as you eat?
That's like 20 minutes while I'm eating, yeah.
Oh, wow. It takes you 20 minutes to eat? Oh, you are a slow eater.
No, I'm not. I'm a fast eater, but I'm like, I want to watch for a little bit after eating as a treat.
You're just going to sit there with your empty plate and like,
what?
Watch?
I'm not. Why am I holding the plate in this scenario? Well, I'm just sitting at the table watching.
You don't stand
though.
And eat?
Not generally, no.
Oh, I outed myself, I think.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. If I'm not with people, I stand and eat like an animal.
Like a caveman?
Basically. Yeah.
Why?
Just because it's more efficient and I don't want to sit down. Like, I will have made something and then I'm standing there. Like, I have not left the kitchen, really.
How are you watching something standing? So you're looking down at an iPad?
No, from across the room. Open concept from across the room. You can see TV.
So the TV's like 20 inches big from how far away you are?
No one made rules for how big it has to be.
Yes, they did. Why don't you move closer to the TV?
Because then it would require moving more than me. I'd have to move the food and the everything, and I don't want to.
I thought you were all on an all peanut butter cleanse or something.
No, it's not.
You can carry that jar anywhere.
It's not all peanut butter. But sometimes, listen, man. If I am just eating a steak, you know how Mark Gurman's 60% accurate? Hell no. There's a 60% chance I'm not using silverware. I just fucking stand there like I fucking killed the cow myself, and I'm standing over it just eating it like a caveman.
Is this a joke?
No, I really wish it was. I thought your reaction would be different. But now I feel like I'm weird.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
listen.
You can say that.
Then there are no knives to clean, no forks to clean, just hands to wash. What are you typing? What are you looking up? I'm scared.
Just go show the screen. I'm just trying to get a visual of this.
Okay.
Because I
make an
I
image of a guy
don't...
hunched over his kitchen eating a steak watching a 20-inch TV. That's
holy shit. That's more generous than it should be.
Yeah, that guy has silverware.
Make Dude. It so he's holding the steak and not using silverware. Gemini's pretty amazing.
I fucking hate AI, dude. It's horrific. Do not like.
I just want to see if it can like give me a proper visual because I have a picture in my head. This is the test to see if AI is as good as us. Yeah.
Next time I do it, I could just take a picture and bring it as like as show and tell for next. Oh my God. Why are you eating it that way, sir?
So that's terrifying. Is that what? Is that you?
Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. Kind of looks like Steve Jobs if he had some weight put on him and no beard.
And ate a... Why is this... I just realized, why is the steak raw in this one?
Yeah, and why is he eating the bone first? And like he's that. Eating it straight down his throat.
I think that's... I think we may have summoned a demon, and I am going to close out of that.
Yeah, I think I should... Next time I do it, I should take a picture, and I should bring it as show and tell next week. And that way you can get a proper visual.
I really appreciate that. It would really help me. Guys, that's... happy 10 years of the Apple Watch, too.
Copy that, Apple Watch. I got one around here somewhere.
Dude, did you see that Apple flew me out to Apple Park to celebrate the 10 years of Apple Watch?
Uh-uh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's because it didn't happen.
No, I didn't know. I was too busy hunched over in the States.
I'm not salty. I'm not hurt.
My steak was salty. Bam, bam. Wow. See you next week with show and tell. You bring something too. Bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.